The Daughters of Mars, written by Tom Keneally and read by Jane Nolan. It was said around the valley that the two Durrance girls went off, but just the one bothered to come back. People could not have said which one, since both the girls were aloof and looked similar, dark and rather tall. There was confusion even in the local paper, and they weren't the sort of girls whose names were called across streets, girlfriend hallooing girlfriend, in the excitement of Kempsey's big shopping days. Before the war, it was the younger one, wasn't it, who stayed at home with her parents? The slightly shorter one, anyhow. And it was she who took her mother, Mrs. Durrance, to visit the surgeon in Sydney. But what could those Macquarie Street doctors do? After a choppy night's passage down the coast aboard the Currawong, Mrs. Durrance finally fell asleep off Broken Bay, only to be woken as the steamer entered the Sydney Heads by a steward bearing tea, Sally being on deck at the time for the experience of the approach to Port Jackson. Mother and daughter had time for another cup of tea at the wharf in Darling Harbour before Sally took the exhausted Mrs. Durrance to the surgeon's rooms in Macquarie Street. After an examination by this eminent man, she was sent from his office to Sydney Hospital for x-rays. Then she and Sally met up with Naomi, the other daughter, the one who was considered a bit flash. Macleay District Hospital not good enough for her, who'd been in Sydney a few years. They went that afternoon for a bang-up tea at Kyle's, while they waited for the expert men who read the body's inner secrets from photographs to discover what was wrong with Mrs. Durrance. The sisters knew their mother had understated her pain to them. They knew she was secretive about the scale of her bleeding and the urine coming out of the wrong opening. That night, Naomi put them up in her little flat in Bondi Junction, Mama sharing Naomi's bed, Sally on the lounge. They could have all stayed at Mrs. Durrance's younger sister Jackie's place at Ranwick, but Mrs. Durrance didn't want to share news of her health problems with her sister yet. Both Sally and Naomi woke several times to their mother's choked-down groans. But unblunted ambition seemed to declare itself the next morning in the briskness with which Naomi put on her uniform and her scarlet cape to go to her duty at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
Last night I was dreaming of days that are gone, of days that you might.